This is Dairy Radio Now.
The dairy industry working with the Trump administration, it's a work in progress, as we're joined by Jaime Castaneda, Executive VP for Policy Development and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. So Jaime, how has National Milk been working with the new administration?
Well, certainly we are in a different world of politics and policy. There is a different way in which you need to communicate the concerns to the administration. So our job, still incredibly important, is just that perhaps you do it differently than we have done it in the past. But if you look carefully, we hear that there are certain good things for U.S. dairy, especially in Indonesia and perhaps some other countries in Asia. We have heard that there is something for dairy on the EU agreement. Whether that is actually going to be positive or not, we still have to see. So everything is fluid. With respect to immigration, one day you hear the president talking about how we need to deal with farm workers. But of course, you know that there are certain elements within the administration that perhaps want to be a little bit more focused on deportations in general. So I think that all of that, we need to work through different channels in which we can communicate with the administration about the concerns of the dairy farm community.
You've been around for quite a while dealing with previous administrations. How does this compare?
It's continue to work as hard as we can for the dairy farming community. As you describe, I've been around for a long time, and this is the best job I ever had in my entire life, working with dairy farmers and the dairy industry with this vision of additional growth and additional exports and the well-being in general of the overall industry. So for me, it is incredibly important that we open markets, that we have stability in rural America, that we can do whatever we can to ensure that we maintain all sides of farmers. I think that actually, obviously, we have been expanding on the large size farms, but I have always said that it is incredibly important that we continue to have small, medium farmers.
As we move into another season, what are some of the items that National Milk has under the spotlight?
There are certain areas like whole milk for children, and you saw the MAHA report. I think that that's very exciting, and we continue to actually try to pass that through legislation. Certainly trying to get dairy farmers some form of visa that actually we can use for our workers. And of course, opening new markets. We're very excited about Julie Callahan, which is the nominee to be the U.S. Agriculture Ambassador. And then, of course, Luke Lindbergh now as the Undersecretary for Trade. Those are great additions. And I think that actually that is going to make a difference. Plus, of course, all the negotiations. But it is a nonstop. We don't have even a 1 year on this administration. We have another 3 years in which we hope that we can accomplish a lot more. We need open markets so we can continue to grow and there could be a space for all dairy farmers here in the United States.
And will the Trump administration respond favorably to new dairy proposals?
I think so. I think that actually the administration have had dairy in their mind. You have heard that actually the president have talked a number of times about Canada and how Canada has not been fair to U.S. dairy. One area that I think that Undersecretary Lindbergh, and I know that Ambassador Jameson Greer and, of course, Julie Callahan, they understand very well this issue of common food names, this issue that the Europeans are trying to take away our ability to name cheeses and meats and wines the way that we have been doing it for 100 years. It is absolutely absurd that the Europeans want to take away our ability to call Parmesan Parmesan. So this is an issue that I think everybody is very much aware. That's when you realize that the administration is paying attention to us and that we're doing the right thing, talking in different ways, in different channels, but actually we're constantly communicating with the administration.
So how has progress been when dealing with the EU and dairy trade?
The Europeans actually export more than $3 billion to the U.S. And this is only because something that we negotiated 50 years ago. We need to actually correct that. We export $120 million, $150 million to Europe. We export more cheese to Trinidad, Tobago than Europe. And this has nothing to do with fancy cheeses. We continue to win over and over the Italians and the French and the Europeans on best cheeses in the world. So if I have one ask for the administration is correct this imbalance that we have with Europe and, of course, fix our problems with Canada.
Thank you for the update, Jaime. That's Jaime Castaneda, Executive VP for Policy Development and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.